Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
Welcome to Claim Your Excellent Life, and I have with me once again John Gray, who is the brilliant author of Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. And during this podcast, John, I'd really like you to talk about, we started talking about the whole thing about how you got into psychology with your brother. So what I'd like you to do is just give a little tiny bit about that again, because the next thing I want you to talk about is move into the whole idea of how you cleared yourself of your Parkinson's using nutrition, because you're starting to talk about nutrition. And this is like a really big thing, the fact that our doctors don't really know a whole lot about nutrition, but yet every being on this earth needs good nutrition in order to be able to survive, yes? So I'd like you to start off where you left off with your brother and helping him out a little bit about that, and then go into your own situation with the Parkinson's. And why it was, please explain to them why it was that you didn't like the treatment options the doctors were giving you and why you searched for your own. So just go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, well, a little bit about our last podcast, because my brother was bipolar and I was a monk and I went off to study psychology to help my brother, and he eventually committed suicide because he'd been prescribed these heavy doses of lithium carbonate. And the problem with lithium carbonate is it has side effects and it slows down your metabolism, and it's just such a heavy dose of salt. Lithium is a salt, and it's just like if you take a heavy dose of anything, it's going to have a toxic effect on your kidneys and your metabolism and all kinds of things. So he just didn't want to live with those symptoms anymore, and he'd go off of his medication, which many people do with bipolar medication. You just can't feel yourself, and you want to go off of it. And then he knew that if he went off of it, he might get into trouble because he'd lose control. And when he'd lose control, he'd get in these mental hospitals. And one time he got in a mental hospital for the criminally insane.
Oh, no.
The other hospital was full. And he said that was too scary. He would never, ever go back to that again. And that's why he killed himself. He just couldn't. He didn't want to risk hurting somebody. He didn't want to risk going off his medication. He didn't want to live with his medication. And so I really feel like it's a crime, these bipolar drugs that they give people. It's the only thing they know. But recently I was invited to speak at a major internet site on bipolar until the higher-ups found out that I talk about natural solutions. And I'd done a pre-interview. They were all excited about my natural solutions. But then once it had 2 days before, they canceled it, and they said, you know, they only support medical solutions.
Why is this, John? Why is it that they only want to support medical solutions that create people doing things like being so overly stimulated on certain drugs, or having issues in terms of, let us say, they have these issues in terms of maybe feeling suicidal, and they have it on the black boxes of all these things, and yet they don't want to use nutritional means, which is what we all are supposed to be having instead of all these chemicals. What do you think is going on here? You tell me. Tell us. Tell our audience, please.
What's happening, just again to back up what you just said, is it's a wonderful book I just read. Just showing statistics on mental illness in America.
Name of the book?
I don't know the title offhand. It's The Epidemic of Mental Illness. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Bring it up on my iPhone. But it's it describes that there's 35 times more mental illness in America than 20 years ago. 35 times more. Now, what if it was twice as much? 100% more. 200% more. We're talking about 3,500% more. It's off the chart how much mental illness there is. And it's because they've done, because the whole model of medicine is to treat the symptom with some unnatural chemical to create an aberrated brain, and it doesn't heal. None of the medicines heal. They're not healing agents, but they create an altered state that's different from the state you have, which creates a whole new problem. And this is just so documented, and yet you do get a short-term relief sometimes from these medicines, but the problems get worse and worse. If you take, you know, you have to take them one at a time. Take lithium carbonate. Now, lithium carbonate has actually been proven to have better effects than any of the other drugs, but it does have these awful side effects, like the other drugs as well. But if people just understood lithium is not the problem, it's lithium in toxic doses, and lithium bonded to carbonic acid, lithium carbonate, needs to be in toxic doses to help the brain function better. Lithium is a necessary mineral for brain function, for serotonin function, for dopamine balance in the brain. And if you run out of lithium, you will have bipolar symptoms if you have somewhat of a genius brain.
I want to talk to you a little bit about that lithium toxicity, because one of the things I know as an ex-bipolar person, I was on lithium, and yes, it actually did cause the treatment level is so close to the toxicity level, and my blood levels were coming out at 0.7, which is right in the middle of where it's supposed to be when you do the blood test. And I was so highly medicated that I couldn't think or do anything, and it made me like really depressed. But aside from that, after being on the stuff for about 10 years or so, it started slowing down my kidneys. And the way that we found that out was because there were like these ridges in my fingers, my hair was thinning out, and this kidney was just starting to slow down. Creatinine level showed. And thank God my psychiatrist was smart enough to take me off that stuff. And I was even better taken care of through Tad James, my NLP trainer, because he was able to do it without any medication whatsoever, you know, in a
Absolutely.
Few minutes. It was like astounding.
It's important for people to hear that just the stories of the side effects of these medical, mental illness, disease medicines is just horrendous. But they don't know anything else. And if you understand outside the box, again, I'm not a medical doctor. I research this stuff outside the box. And it's all there. There are medical researchers who figure this out. They're just not mainstream. Lithium orotate, Dr. Hans Niebuhr, who was so innovative, he wasn't even allowed in America until Ronald Reagan would have to fly to Germany to get treatments. And congressmen were flying to Germany to get treatments. Finally, he was allowed into America. He was curing all these things with minerals, and the lithium bonded to orotic acid, which is a substance, it's a B vitamin that's very high in mother's milk, and it will transport the mineral across the blood-brain barrier. Therefore, you don't have to take toxic doses to get the benefit of lithium. The toxic dose is what causes the side effect. Lithium itself, if you can get it into the brain, is fantastic. And so there's lithium arginate, but lithium orotate I found, as Dr. Niebuhr found, to be fantastic for bipolar, for depression, as one of the very important elements to help the brain function in a normal way. If you're, for example, if you're eating lots of sugar, you deplete your lithium supplies even faster. And so our modern diet today depletes the brain of lithium, and now brain cells cannot be protected against free radical damage and MSG, and that brain cell degeneration, when those brain cells are dying, literally at that time, there's a die-off when you have free radical damage without the protection of lithium in the brain. The free radical die-off happens, and you actually feel like you want to die. And that was something that, although I'm not bipolar, there are many times when I felt that I wanted to just give up and die, and then I noticed in my own life taking lithium orotate took that away instantly. I mean instantly. And then eventually it turns into not ever wanting to die, but in terms of being annoyed and irritated by someone and wanting to withhold love. You see, whenever people want to withhold love, they're killing themselves. They're literally...
I agree.
Because when you're loving, that's your authenticity. And when you withhold your love, you're cutting off from yourself. And so it's another form of mental suicide, just not as dramatic as wanting to take your life. But it's lithium orotate and low doses.
Why don't we have lithium orotate here in this country? That's what I want to know, because I always go with lithium carbonate. What is going on there?
Well, first of all, worldwide, lithium carbonate is the medical community recommends that, which is toxic. Lithium orotate is non-toxic. You can buy it over the counter. It is taken in small doses. You could take the whole bottle and you wouldn't have side effects, but you wouldn't get any more benefit than just a few little tiny capsules of it a day. And lithium.
Well, that's why they won't give it to us, because it's over the counter and it's not the pharmaceutical companies. That must be the answer, right?
Well, of course. You know, everything about in this world is money. Money makes the world go round. On a pharmaceutical, you have thousands of markup. On lithium orotate, it's $14 for a 2-month supply. And you don't need a doctor to prescribe it to you. So what do you need a doctor for? So there's a whole industry which is based upon taking advantage of people. Now, when I say that, I know many psychiatrists, that's my business, psychology.
Yes.
They're just taught. They think lithium orotate, oh, it doesn't work. And I go, well, why don't you try it? You know. Now, having said that, there are thousands of naturopathic psychiatrists who do prescribe lithium orotate. It's just there's 60 or 70,000 psychiatrists who all prescribe lithium carbonate, and that's what gets all the press. That's what has all the money behind it. And even lithium carbonate, they're somewhat suppressing because they have a much bigger markup on all these other synthetic drugs that they give people, which every one of them has long-term dangerous side effects. And what I've done in my most recent book on focus is help people understand that all mental illness, almost all, I can't say all, but almost all, comes from basic causes. And you understand what those different causes are. And on the other hand, you look at what your temperament is. If you happen to be a genius temperament, then quite often bipolar is what's going to happen. The reason it's bipolar is that you have these extreme opposites, because people who have a tendency towards bipolar have more connective tissue between the left and right hemispheres of the brain. So they got a lot more activity, and because they've got a lot more activity in their brain, they also run out of fuel faster. But everybody gets this free radical damage due to a variety of causes. And I've researched all these causes, and I can, you know, here's like one that most people don't even know. Just having a cesarean birth or using forceps to pull a baby out causes brain injury. They did one study of 300 children who were induced labor, Pitocin was used to induce the labor, and 80% of them all had ADHD symptoms. And what we're seeing with ADHD is even a bigger epidemic. And ADHD is the same condition that causes ADHD, that causes bipolar, that causes bipolar 2, which is depression, that causes all of these issues that we see with mental illness are all about injury in the brain. And the brain has to heal itself. Now, in your case, using NLP, you were able to eliminate the cause of your bipolar, which was high stress levels. When you have high stress levels, it will cause the degeneration of the myelin sheath in your brain, which causes overstimulation of your brain, depletion of lithium very quickly. So by lowering your stress levels, your brain was able to come back into balance. Other people.
So it's almost like, so let me just compare this, because people have multiple sclerosis, that's what happens. They lose their myelin sheath over their nerves, and then everything shorts out. You're saying bipolar is shorting out of the brain.
That's part of it, is shorting out of the brain, just like MS. But there's other aspects of it, which is there's something to do with the transport system of dopamine in the brain. And so there's other conditions. That's going to be caused by high stress levels. So high stress levels cause free radical damage in the brain that will affect the myelin sheath, but it will also affect the dopamine receptor sites in the brain. And by lowering your stress level, which is what you were able to do, you're able to find balanced brain function again, giving your brain a chance to heal. But in order to do that healing, you also, I would assume, started eating better or had a good diet. Do you have a good diet?
I will tell you what happened. It was fascinating. I was actually at a master practitioner. A brand new hypnotist wanted to work with me because I was on a pretty good place at that time. And she actually put me through the 32 different things that we learned in our practitioner program for our master prac, because we had to learn how to actually create, shall we say, a treatment plan from using this form that we had to use. And as a result of that, I realized it was a limiting belief that, well, actually, this is actually asthmatic. to get rid of the asthma, getting back to the bipolar, I got myself a little sidetracked here. What I had to do was I had to relax. I have to take my mornings to center and ground myself. That's what I have to do. And I can't do anything with people before like 10 o'clock in the morning, so I can do my gratitudes, I can do my writing, I can do all kinds of stuff that, I need to do.
What I want to suggest here is what you did is all these things to help manage your stress more effectively, correct?
That is correct. And being able to just listen to myself, because I had a very high baseline in my, you know, with my manic depression. And so basically what happened was I would go. Now, I never had like these 3 and 4 hour, 2 hour overnights. I always got pretty much a lot of sleep, but I am really going really strongly a lot during my day, to the point where I can make the more kinesthetic, slower people a little bit nuts, as you can imagine. So with being able to take the time that I need in the morning to rest, relax, do my writing, my gratitudes, my self-hypnosis, and all that stuff, I was able to have a really good grounding. And as a result of that, the manic depression has been under control. The asthma is under control, unless I overwork myself or have really bad relationships with people who I get rid of if they're going to create an asthma attack. And just be really protective of my body, mind, and spirit, because if I don't do it, who's going to do it? And this is what it's all about. And good nutrition is also important, because we are what we eat. I'm sorry, but we are what we eat, and we are who we hang around. This is also important.
Well, so what I would say is that your process, which you should always respect what everybody's process is, becomes less demanding. You have less requirements of practicing these tools that everybody has today. We've become a whole market of self-help tools that do help people. But the need for those, I don't use any of them anymore, because once I balance my nutrition along with the attitude, I live it. And, you know, my friends who do affirmations and they do this and they do that, some of that is good. But if you don't balance it with nutrition, you have to do too much of that stuff. And so what's happening is, like, your sensitivity to negative people, for example, that has to do with your myelin sheath, and it has to do with the sensitivity of your cells. So you're a creative person. And what creative people tend to be more sensitive, they're affected by things more. For example, they're affected more by Wi-Fi. They're affected more by EMFs. These things have a bigger effect on them than other people who are more dense. So one of the things you can do is, Dr. Nieper, besides lithium orotate, I think it's a basic, just like everybody needs to take a vitamin supplement, they need a mineral supplement, which is filled with lithium orotate, magnesium orotate, calcium orotate, potassium orotate, zinc orotate. All of these orotates cross the blood-brain barrier. And why do we all need it? It grounds us. See, all that morning time you're doing is grounding you into yourself. The reason people today are so ungrounded, the stock market goes up and they're happy. The stock market goes down and they're unhappy. They have this, they get happy. This we're like waves going up and down. You have psychological tools to ground us are important, but minerals are the most grounding thing. This is why we bounce around so much, is we need these minerals. Just think of it. A mineral is from the earth. It is grounding. And our food today is all, period. All of it is mineral deficient. It just doesn't have what people had in the days when all we had to do as yogis thousands of years ago, or hundreds of years ago even, was go and meditate, and you'd be grounded because you're eating grounded food and you're raising your consciousness. Today, as people raise their consciousness, they tend to become even more ungrounded, or if you happen to be born with genius potential, very ungrounded without minerals. So there's Dr. Nieper has the orotates, and at MarsVenus.com, I give a description of what all those orotates do for the brain. I also talk about another product he developed, which is called Membrane Support, and it helps people who have MS, but also helps people with bipolar. It helps people who have sensitivity issues, loud noises, bright lights, negative people, and they're more affected by it. Literally, the membrane of the cell is missing magnesium, potassium, and calcium, and he bonds those minerals to something called AEP, which is the substance cells are made out of. So it literally goes into the cell membrane and improves your membrane ability to absorb nutrients and remove toxins. And just as it does it on a physical level, on a psychological level, it allows you to receive love better and remove the negativity so you're filtering it. See, I see everything in the mind reflected in the body, and he saw it. He had the vision, yep. Dr. Niebuhr, of these membrane potential mineral supplements, which are also have the amazing ability for people to balance their blood sugar. Because what I found is people with mental issues is that they have, typically they eat sugar as a way of medicating, but then what happens is the cells become sugar resistant, and membrane potential, 2-AEP, membrane potential, will restore the cell's ability to absorb sugar efficiently so you don't have the cravings for sugar. So, you know, there's different levels to solve these problems. I've just dealt with one level. There's 12 levels I talk about in my book on focus.
John, we're coming to the end of this particular part of the interview, so I want to thank you again and for all this great information, because I know that people are not learning this stuff anywhere, and I'm so happy that you're out there learning this stuff and able to help us. So thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.